We heard there that every language has the same pattern of stressed syllables, but apart from that, there is incredible diversity. And many people are able to speak multiple languages. But what effect does this have on your brain? Here with us now is researcher and bilingual Roberto Filippi from University College London. Now, Roberto, what advantages can you get from being bilingual?
Well, there is recent research that shows that speaking two or more languages may enhance your attention.
Okay, so why should that be the case?
Well, if you think how a bilingual mind may work, if you speak two languages, you need to suppress one and activate the other one. And you do this every time, even at night when you dream, because you dream in two languages and you switch between languages, right? So this constant switching may in turn give you the advantage of being more focused on what you need to do, even if it's non-verbal material. And therefore, your attention is more enhanced.
Are there any other benefits other than increasing attention?
Being bilingual, I would say, it gives you lots of benefits. First of all, you can communicate with lots of people. And when you travel, you don't feel awkward because you can talk to people. I would say that being more immersed in a language is good to understand the culture of a different country or different people. So bilingualism is always a good thing. But again, if it wasn't like this all the time, if you take all the research that was carried out at the beginning of the 20th century, well, actually, bilingual speakers were, considered delayed in many aspects of cognitive development. This is because compared to monolingual speakers, they failed IQ tests. Therefore, there was a belief that speaking two or more languages were actually detrimental to cognitive development. More recent evidence, of course, disproved this. And now we can say that there are advantages, and for sure there are no disadvantages of learning two or more languages for children, especially at school. So I would start really, really early to learn two languages.
Well, so that's really interesting and good to hear. I mean, recently I've started learning Danish because my girlfriend is Danish. So I was wondering whether you mentioned that learning when you're younger can be a bit easier. But do you get any of these benefits from learning a second language later in life, perhaps when you're no longer a child?
Yes, definitely. Of course, you need a good motivation and you have one, which is really good. But if you see also my case, I learned English when I was already quite old in life. And when I moved to this country, I was already 38. Still, you can reach a good level of proficiency, of course. You don't sound maybe as a native speaker of English like, my children, that they learned English and Italian since birth. So they really sound Italian when they speak Italian. They sound English when they speak English. This is not my case. But in terms of proficiency, and the way you communicate with people, well, I would say there are not particular differences.
Okay, and then what about children who are raised bilingually versus learning it at school? Do we see any differences in the way they pick up language or the way it affects their brain?
Children are really like sponges. They absorb every kind of signal that they can get. Clearly, I mean, speaking two languages within a family is an advantage because they are exposed to two languages since birth. Learning at school early in life, it's equally good anyway, because the practice of learning two languages is always good for cognitive development.
Is there any evidence that being bilingual can have impacts later in life, for example, prolonging things like Alzheimer's or dementia?
Yes, there is research showing that lifelong bilingualism may protect the brain from neurodegeneration. In particular, one study, they compared monolingual speakers and bilingual speakers who had diagnosed Alzheimer's late in life. And the bilingual speakers reported the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's 5 years later. Clearly, this is quite significant results, but clearly we also need more evidence about this before claiming that bilingualism may protect the brain for developing Alzheimer's.
All right, thanks so much for that, Roberto. That's Roberto Filippi from the Institute of Education, University College London.